Stillness Within the Force by Goldberry and the Rushes, read by the Dragon Girl. Narvi and Celebrimbor are members of the Early Jedi Order, tasked with improving technology. Removing lightsabers from their cumbersome external power sources had been a puzzle for some time, but perhaps it only needed a little thought within the Force. The chrono read sixth hour, and dawn's light crept through the high windows, streaking pink-gold pathways across the Duracrete floor. In the center of the room, a tall figure sat cross-legged, eyes peacefully shut. The air filled with the gentle brush of the Force, as familiar and welcome as a lover's touch, and three crystals danced in the air before him. Standing in the doorway, transfixed by the scene, Narvi couldn't resist the smile that crossed her face at the sight of her mate in such relaxed repose. He was often still, preferring long sessions of meditation before each change to his myriad of projects. As it should be, since he excelled at details and the fiddly bits of technology that escaped Narvi's grasp. While she could certainly feel the purpose and construction of a force-imbued object with a mere brush of her hand, it took all her careful planning and her life-mate's skilled fingers to replicate the designs. With that thought, Narvi gently nudged Celebrimbor through their bond. His eyes flickered open slowly, and the crystals drifted down into his waiting palms.
"Good morning, Narvi,"
he said, voice calm after a night of meditation. Staring down into his hands, he brushed his thumb over the tiny crystals.
"I think I may have discovered the solution to our balance issues."
Narvi crossed the room and leaned over Celebrimbor's shoulder, examining the crystals with a practiced eye.
"They look the same as before, but you have certainly discovered something. Your glee is almost catching."
Celebrimbor nodded, eyes twinkling in the dawn light, gracefully getting to his feet and brushing his robes with his free hand.
"The problem lies not with the crystals themselves, but with the setting matrix."
He pulled a stool out at the nearby bench for Narvi to sit, and stood beside her as he pointed at the complex innards of the lightsaber they had been constructing.
"If we pull the tines too tightly, the crystals cannot resonate properly. But if we give them too much space, the vibrations of power will unseat them."
"Which is why no one has ever attempted to free themselves from power packs and single crystal matrix sabers," finished Narvi, glee dancing behind her bright eyes.
"Exactly,"
Celebrimbor said, carefully setting the gleaming white crystals next to their settings. Using gentle nudges of the Force, he nudged the crystals into the matrix. Narvi found herself holding her breath as he closed the settings around the stones, stopping just shy of touching their polished surfaces. When he stepped back from the bench, sweat stood out on his forehead, but a rare grin crossed his face. Narvi nodded and slid the electronic bundle into the metal tube she had spent all night forging, using their bond as the guiding force for its construction. Screwing everything into place, she rested her hand over the metal and closed her eyes, feeling the rightness in the Force. Slipping off her stool, she padded to the center of their workroom, lightsaber grasped in her hand. Assuming the starting position for the first kata, she took a slow breath and slid her thumb over the ignition button. The saber flared to life with a smooth hum and a column of light white as moonstruck Ethelden. Behind her, Celebrimbor gasped.
"It's beautiful,"
the thought filtered through their bond, and Narvi couldn't help but agree. She swallowed hard and turned off the saber before turning to her mate.
"Let's build another one, so we can spar and show the combat master how it's really done."
Celebrimbor laughed delightedly, and the sun finally rose to the sight of two Jedi bent over a table, constructing their order's future.